This call is being recorded.
Now I want you to make an energetic connection between your heart center and just above your heart center, the high heart center. See that high heart center that has become awakened in many of the light workers and warriors across the planet. See, that is a beautiful magenta color. Connect that now energetically to your third eye center to create the heart-mind connection. Send energy from your heart's high heart center to your third eye, to the sixth chakra in the middle of your forehead, and then back down around to your high heart center. And if you keep doing this, it will form a vortex of energy, a spiral. Feel your consciousness now, your conscious knowing self being pulled into that spiral and come out right in the middle of your forehead, as if you were looking out, as if you were just a tiny ball of light, conscious light, and you were looking out through your third eye now as a window or a doorway out into the astral world. And let that be your exit now, through that third eye, out into the astral world around you. And as you do so, get that sense of being separate from your body, from your physical body, but yet connected. Turn around and see your physical body sitting or laying there. Know that you are connected, cannot become unconnected in this, what is called astral traveling or out of body experience. Then let yourself begin to rise up a little bit away from your physical body, get a sense of motion, and then right out through the roof of your house, building, whatever you're in. Find yourself now over a body of water, an ocean, a lake, whatever it might be for you. And if it is the ocean, or even a lake, be on the shore of that body of water now, the sand. Feel your feet touch the ground as you float down and your feet hit the sand. You feel the warmth of the sand now, the sun on your back, the rays of the sun. In this moment, you're totally feeling calm. You're one with everything. You're the only one on this beach. But you are so attuned to everything around you, all the noises, the sounds, the smells, touch. Do you feel the touch of the warm sand? Feel the touch of the sun's rays on your back? Possibly a little breeze? You smell the salt in the air? Or if it is a lake or a river, you still can smell all the fresh air. Is always associated around a body of water. You feel those negative ions moving through you. This makes you feel peaceful and calm, that one with everything. You may hear the seagulls above your head. You can feel the waves coming into the shore, the ebb and tide, the ebb and flow of the waves as they come in and recede out, come in and they recede out. You begin to time yourself now, your own breathing, the breathing of the waves, ebb and flow, breathing of Gaia herself, the earth, matching your breathing now, feeling her breath. Resonating, tuning yourself to that breathing. In, out. In, and out. Now let yourself begin to rise up above the scene that's below you now as you begin to rise higher and higher. And you see the body of water, the waves falling down below you. Continue to rise up higher and higher, up past the clouds. Finally, past the Earth's atmosphere, you'd enter what is called space. Become aware now of all of the ships that are docked out here. Many thousands, even millions of ships. You can look out in either direction. See ships. As you go up higher and higher, and the Earth now becomes a round globe below you, you can see these ships stretching all around the globe. They're everywhere. Many different sizes and colors, shapes. Now, as you look further out into space, become aware of the planets in the solar system, the solar sun. Let your mind now, or in your astral body, if you wish to travel, you can move at the speed of thought. Let yourself go through the sun, gateway through the sun, out into the galaxy beyond this solar system. Become aware of the many solar systems within the galaxy, the central sun of the galaxy, the Pleiadian constellation. Let yourself now move through that central sun, out into the galaxies beyond this galaxy, millions of galaxies beyond, all having many solar systems within their galaxies, many central suns. and then finally to the central sun of the entire universe, cosmic source of all life in this universe. Become aware of the tremendous, tremendous energy that is here. No physical form, as you know, it could come even close to approaching this huge central star. You can feel the gravitational pull. Even as you come anywhere near it, the tremendous energy, and as you look at it, begin to see flashes of light that are shooting out from it in many different directions. One in particular, a single flash of light, a column of light, shoots out from this cosmic central source. Goes through all of the central suns of all of the galaxies. As it goes through, it continues to be stepped down. The energy continues to be stepped down, lower and lower, till it comes to the central sun of this galaxy. As it passes through, it's stepped down even further. And through all of the planets of the solar system, through the central sun of this solar system, and finally down to the Earth, knowing that all the way in its journey has been stepped down in intensity and frequency. That when it finally strikes the Earth, its frequency has been brought down enough so that life here on the planet can hold this energy and withstand it. See this energy now going out as a wave, centrifugal wave of energy. Of love, tsunami of love, if you will, spreading out across the entire planet. And light beings, light workers everywhere, taking this light in, this consciousness, this new higher vibrational love into their bodies. And in that moment, it transforms their physical forms. Not entirely, but enough so that the body, the physical body, can withstand this light. This new higher wave of energy. You can even see it moving down through your central nervous system as it enlightens all of your physical body, your astral body, your etheric body, your causal. Completely transforms you in this instant. Even if for just a moment you feel this incredible sensation of love like you have never felt it before, and a blissfulness come over you, like this is the way it was meant to be from the beginning. This is the God source moving through you, in you. And in this moment, you are connected, fully connected to all of your higher dimensional selves, all the way to the cosmic source itself. All of your multidimensional selves become as one in this moment. Again, even if only for a moment. The transformation has begun. Now see all across the planet how life is evolving at a tremendous rate, much faster than the evolutionary cycle that you are used to. Evolving in these moments, all of life, plant life, animal, mineral, and human. And although there will be some that will not be able to withstand this energy, they will find their place as they need to in those moments. Now allow yourselves to begin to drift back toward your physical body. Let yourself come back from wherever you found yourself. It was here on the earth or another planet, even another system. Let yourself come back now into your physical body, into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. And I am Sananda. It was going to be one of my aspects, that one known as Yeshua, that was going to be with you today. Because of this time, these moments that you are in now, this special day that you call Easter. But it was determined by many that I should come in his stead. I should be the one to bring this momentous news to you. And that is, as you know, many things are in flux now. Many things are in the changing process. And you have heard many, many times previously that the truth shall set you free, that the truth shall be revealed. And you are beginning to see the aspect of that coming true more and more. For those of you that look, for those of you that have the eyes to see and the ears to hear, for those of you that have awakened or are in that awakening process. But I tell you now that in your next days and weeks to come, there is so much change that is about to befall mankind. Not only here in this country, your America, but throughout the planet itself. For things have been set in motion that have been foretold for many thousands and thousands of years. those things that have been spoken of by many of the sages, many of the prophets of old, is now coming to pass. This is certainly not the end of your world, but it is the beginning of a new world, the new age as you have come to know it, the age of Aquarius. And it is a new beginning now. You are at the point, the culmination, the point where you are at the top crescendo, just prior to this great changeover that is about to come upon you. There are things that are coming forward to be revealed, some truths that have not been shared before, or that you have only had but an inkling of previously. They are going to come into the light. For it cannot be held back much longer. Those forces of darkness, those ones that continue to fight against the very stream of thought that is running now, that of the light winning. As they continue to fight against this, as you have heard at various times, as if an animal has been cornered, they are fighting back with everything that they have. These forces of the dark are doing exactly that. But they only have a certain playbook, if you will, that they continue to follow. That playbook is antiquated. It does not fit the new vibrations at all. They are fast now finding that out, learning that their time is up. But do they surrender? Do they give up? Do they turn to the light? No, most of them do not, and have not, and likely will not. But it is up to you, our very dear ones, all of you that volunteered to come here and to be a part of this new great changeover. It is up to all of you to continue to hold the light now. Hold it. Share it when you can. But most importantly, be the light. Because each and every one of you are already the light. You have a saying, you are all in this together. And that is certainly true. We are all in this together. There is a certain connection that is going to come forth and be revealed, having to do with your political scene, and the one that is the president, his connection with those of the forces of light, that is going to be revealed, and very much more as well. But I am not here to spoil the surprise. I am only here to assist and help to prepare you. For each and every one of you to know that all of this shall pass. you will find yourselves out of the storm and into the new beautiful calmness of the new golden age. I am Sananda, and I leave you now in peace and love, and implore you, each and every one of you, to continue to remain within the calm, but also to continue to go about your mission of spreading the light wherever you find it possible, to help those to awaken that are reaching out to you, to show them the way. Peace and love be with all of you. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Om. Greetings to one who serves here, Shoshana here, and we are ready to move forward with your questions if you have any. We know there are several from your internet, your email rather, your email, and we are ready for this.
Yes, thank you. This is Linda. I will ask the questions. The first question is from a gentleman who experiences numbness or tingling around the navel and the solar plexus, and then at times feels a hollowness within him, and at times his arms become numb when he's doing his meditation, and he's looking for insight and answers as to why this occurs.
We can answer this, but we will answer this in a way that is directly affecting all. Not only this one who asked this question, but how it is influenced by many at this time. Because what is occurring, of course, as you many of you know, as the Kundalini energy is rising and is becoming more and more important, we will say, to each individual. And the idea that it is in the navel area or the solar plexus area, of course, is the third chakra. And what are you predominantly operating within, many at least at this time, are operating within that third chakra, which is the center of fear and all of this. And that is what is being brought up here in that third chakra area. So you are feeling the numbness, not only you that is asking this, but many may be feeling or a sense of energy there that they have not felt before, or something, even stomach aches and things like this can come into the picture here as well. But this is the changeover. This is the movement from the third chakra area, which is the adrenal glands and all of this, the fight or flight syndrome, and the idea of fear and this, as we say here. And you are moving into the fourth chakra, into the love center. And that is what is actually occurring as a race here, not only individuals, but as a race. You are moving more and more into that fourth chakra love connection, we will say here. So that is what is occurring and bringing the numbness and all of this type of thing. Shoshana, you have
We do not.
Nothing further then. Next question.
Yes, thank you. This one comes from Andreas in regard to the mass meditation on April 4th. And since we have reached the critical mass, what are the implications from that achievement?
Oh, my goodness. The critical mass, yes, has been reached, but beyond that, much beyond that, we will say. And everything that is coming as a result of this, because this is man's consciousness, this is the mass consciousness, and this is the what is the word we are looking for? The quantum field, the universal consciousness here, which is being affected by this. And if you think about this, if you are, when you do that mass meditation and all of these feelings of love and oneness and all of this goes up into the collective consciousness, the universal mind, and it is being felt across the planet. You see, this tends to overcome all of the fear and the hypnosis and everything that is going on, as been said in your discussion earlier. So it is having a grand effect, and it has been shown in your previous times that even a small contingent that come together and meditate with one direction, just moving in one direction together, can create many changes across the planet. And this is what happened when you had well over a million that came together at that time, in that moment. You can imagine how that could have reverberations across the entire planet in raising the vibrations in those moments. Does it last? Maybe not so much, but it has had a permanent effect, we will say, at this point, even though it does not seem like it at all times. But it permanently altered the course of events that are coming here, we will say. Shoshana?
We agree.
No other further?
We do not. You have Very explained good. This perfectly.
Very good. Then we move on to next question.
Yes, the last question is in regard to what is the connection between the COVID virus and 5G technology, and what are the galactics doing to help mitigate the 5G technology here? Thank you.
First of all, did you wish to say something, Shoshana?
No.
First of all, we would say here that the connection between this 5G technology and that of your virus was meant to be much, much worse than what it has been. It was meant to augment the virus and make it so much more dastardly than what it has turned out to be. Because those forces of light, those galactics, all of them have done much to mitigate this entire process, both the virus itself and the use of this 5G technology. But as we have said many times previously, the use of technology can go both ways. It can go for the use of light, or it can go for the use of the dark forces. And in this case, it is being co-opted, we will say, to move more for the use of the light forces. And also know that as you move up in vibration and continue to remain in those higher vibrations, anything of low vibration, which was what the 5G technology was meant to be, as it was designed by those of the dark forces, anything that is of those lower vibrations cannot affect those at the higher vibrations, you see? Shoshana?
We can say just one thing about this. What you fear will come upon you. That is all. Do not fear.
Yes. Very good. Then we are done with those questions. Is there any other questions from the rest of you?
I have one.
Yes.
Speaking about the virus itself, how much of what we've heard about the number of people that have contracted it are actually true? I've heard multiple reports about how we're being lied to of everything that we've been hearing, and I'm just wondering if you can tell us how much or how many people are actually dying from this, and how big of a deal it actually is.
We would say here comparatively very little in terms of what is the original intent of this entire viral project here and to what is actually occurring. Much of what you are reading about in your news and hearing from your mainstream news broadcasts and all of this is, we will not say they are lies, but many of them are fake. It is fake news in many respects, and they are doing everything they can to hold the public in fear as much as they can, because they, of course, you must understand that those ones who bring the news to you are being controlled by those who are above them and who control their lives, even maybe their families' lives. And they feel like they need to, what you have saying, toe the line here. And that is going to change, though. That is part of, Sananda did not come right out and say that, but that is part of the revealing that is coming forward, that the ones that are in that mainstream news are going to begin to turn to the truth more and more, because they are finding that they are losing their readership and their listenership. They are losing all of this, and they... those ones that are at the top, those ones that are have been in control, are going to be taken out of the picture here, as you will find that as we go along further and further here. And everything that will begin to come forward from your news stations will become more and more of the truth. So do not become ensconced within this whole hypnosis that is going on, that the forces of darkness are continuing to attempt to hold the public in their black magic, we will say here. Come right out and say it. It is black magic that they are using here. And the use of white magic is turning this around. Okay? Shoshana?
We can share on this briefly. We must say that tens of thousands of people on your planet die every day. Tens of thousands. They die from everything. There are many viruses. Viruses are everywhere. What has happened here is the idea of death, which is a very fearful subject for your culture, is being played upon. Yes, people have died. They have died of many things. It is being shown as a, what the James calls a false flag, because the truth is many people have died, but they have died because they were going to die. They were going to die anyway. They were going to die of cancer. They were going to die of heart disease. They were going to die of the worst flu case that they've ever had. People will die, but you see, your news is focused on that because it is a great way to cause fear in your culture. In fact, it is such a fearful subject, people are covering themselves in plastic bags and plastic and face masks and gloves, terrified that they may be next. This is mass hypnosis at its finest. Do not succumb to this. Do not believe most of what you are hearing, you see. Most of it has been contrived. But the masses have drank the Kool-Aid. Do not drink the Kool-Aid. Namaste.
Yes, and we have one more thing to say. Sananda used the term the playbook. They have been, those of the dark forces have been using a certain playbook, and they continue to utilize the plays from that book, not realizing that they will no longer work, that the public is becoming more savvy to it. Even though you are seeing the hypnosis running rampant around the planet because of fear, it is because they are attempting to bring fear into this whole thing. And what does fear do? It holds the vibrations down. And if they feel like they can continue to hold the vibrations down, then they can continue to postpone the ascension process.
Absolutely.
Don't be fooled. They know all about ascension. They have known about it for thousands and thousands of years here. It is not something new. And it is only new to those of you that have awakened, but that they have been awakened for a long time in many respects. So it is not going to work. It is not working. And it is up to those of you, the workers and warriors of light, to continue to hold on to that light, share it when you can, as you hear, and bring this fear down. You did it in the mass meditation, and you can do it each and every day as well, just within yourself. Know that everything that you do within yourself reverberates out to the public, to the mass consciousness. Okay?
May I ask? I know we can't tell times or timelines, but it's sort of on the same topic. I'm wondering if there's any way with the collective consciousness as it is right now, many of us are awake, some are still hypnotized. Is there any way of knowing how many more months, how many more weeks, how much longer this could go before the shift happens and we don't have to be in quarantine any longer? Is there any way of knowing how close we are?
First of all, the shift is already happening. You are in the shift right now. Now, it depends on how you quantify or qualify that shift. What is it exactly you are speaking of? If you are talking about the event itself and the shift that comes from that, then that
No.
is a different story than what you are speaking about as far as this particular viral event that is going on at this point.
And Yes.
that in itself is running its course. You are going to find as you look at your bell curve that it is all coming down now or beginning the process of coming down. Not only we can say it is all across the planet as we are finding it here. So the mass hypnosis that they are using is only doing so much. And people are going to become wisened up to it. And that is because of your leadership. At least here in this country, your leadership, actually in other countries as well, Russia and China and other countries as well, the leadership is taking control as far as the leaders of the light here, those that work within the light. And they are making sure that you do not return back to the darkness here. Okay? Anything
okay.
to add?
We can share. May we share?
Yes, sister.
Our beloved Susan, you have expressed that which is on everyone's mind, and we will tell you to be of good cheer, for the keys to your freedom have been handed to you. The key to freeing the mind, freeing the aspect of the human that has not been freed before, is being given, you see. It is a frightful event. We agree with that, that what you are seeing does not look like the keys to freedom, but it is. The door has been securely locked, yet there is a continuing knocking at that door and jiggling of that key so that this door is going to swing wide open. You must continue to watch, look, and see all the clues that are being given. Man is about to receive total and complete freedom. This is what we would like you to focus on. Namaste.
Very good.
Beautiful. Wow. Thank you.
Very good. Are there any further questions yet?
Yeah, hi, one who serves it. And Shoshana, it's Melinda, and I welcome an input from both of you. I couldn't help but notice it was one thing I've definitely learned is what's very significant is to watch what's going on in the heavens and the movements of the planets and everything. So I couldn't help but notice that we have a COVID-19 virus, which is known as the C-19 virus. And we have a C-19 comet that is passing by the Earth at this time. So what I'm really interested in is what you can tell me about the comet and what effect it will have on us here on the earth.
What we can tell you is whenever there are these celestial events, and we will call it this, there is a connection certainly. You are connected to the stars and have been for eons and eons of time. And everything that occurs there at that level is having an effect here as well, whether it is affecting just the tides of the ocean to raise them or bring storms or whatever it might be, there is effect here. And what you are speaking of is an effect on the frequency. The frequency is being affected here. So that will continue, and the frequency will continue to rise as a result of not only this that you are speaking of, but many, many other things that are also occurring, that those of your galactic friends are doing much to intercede whenever they can and to assist in continuing to both raise the vibrations here on the planet and also to harness the energy that is coming from the great central source of this universe, to harness it and to mitigate it enough so that it can be withstood in these waves of energy that have been coming in. So there is much connection between the celestial events that occur as your planets come into alignment and all of these things that you hear about. It is all connected. And of course, as your position in your photon belt as well at this point is also very greatly affecting everything here. Okay, Shoshana?
We can share our perspective on this. May we share?
Yes, please.
This comet that you speak of is a messenger, is a harbinger. It is that which brings on all the other events that will take place. It has taken its place as that which begins the process of the next thing, you see, if that makes sense to you. But you must understand that this little comet is a beautiful harbinger of what is to come. Namaste.
Yeah, thank you. That's very exciting news. Thank you. Thank you both.
Are there any other questions here?
Yes.
Yep.
This is Lorelei. Who is that? Do you want to go first?
Please, yes.
Okay, Lorelei. Go ahead.
Okay. This is Sally from Hawaii. And on Tuesday, March 24th, I had the most wonderful big event in my life. And that was that I was able to bring one of my galactic friends up to my window. And it was very, very exciting. And I drew it, and Craig has been listening to public radio, and he said that what I had drawn, you know, had actually, they were talking about it also. So I wondered, who of my galactic friends have I finally been able to have a meeting with?
First of all, you know that we never answer in the terms of who. We will not tell you who it is. We'll just tell you, though, that you are making connection with those of your, as you are saying, galactic friends. And they are certainly exactly that. They are your friends. And they have been aware of you for a long time here. Not only this lifetime, but many lifetimes they have followed your travels and your travails as well as you continued your journey. But know that it is all part of the journey that you are on, and you will continue to make these connections even more and more as you continue to believe that they are really there for you. Okay, Shoshana?
We can share on this. May we share?
Absolutely, yes.
Our dear sister, this is your puzzle to solve. And we will tell you that if you ask, you will receive more details, but you must trust what you are receiving. You can find these details in your dreams, or in your waking state, or in your meditation. You can find these details. This one that you speak of, we have an understanding, but we have been told we cannot share this. So we must ask you, as all must understand, that the discovery is yours to discover. And when you embrace that discovery, all the information that you seek will be given to you. Embrace the discovery. Namaste.
Yes, and we would ask here that there are so many times that we, the one who serves, and many others, we are sure, would like to be able to share so much more with each of you because of our so close connection with you all. And but we cannot. We are not allowed, as Shoshana said, we are not allowed to. We are kept to the code, or the codex here, and we must continue to hold to that. And we cannot, as we say many times, spoil the surprise, even though we would like to. We would love to spoil the surprise for you every once in a while, but we cannot. We are forbidden to do that. It is your journey, and you must travel it with help along the way. Okay? Any other further question? We take one more question,
yes.
And then Lee's channel here.
Yes, this is Lorelei. Hello,
yes.
Dear ones. Okay, so we've been told that there are many children being rescued from this horrific happenings that have been occurring to them. And what I'm trying to understand, because if the level of what I'm understanding would be pretty scarring in terms of causing alter egos and dissociative stuff and some terrible beliefs about themselves, is there a way that they are going to be fast-tracked to help? Because I know the most fast transformational processes I know would still take a good amount of time. So what's the situation for these little ones?
These ones that you are speaking of are going to and are being taken care of. We will just say that. They will have access to much technology that at this point you do not yet have. That is all we can say on it right now. They are being cared for. Even now, as we speak, many of them that have been rescued, as you are saying, are being cared for.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Anything you add, Shoshana?
We can share on this. May we share, dear sister?
Yes, please.
What the one who serves has given you is accurate. You can not know the techniques that are being used to bring these little ones to a state of joy, to a state of purity, to a state of consciousness. There are many tools that your galactic brothers and sisters are giving. They are providing at this moment to the beings that are caring for these. There are discoveries being made as we speak on how to care for these ones that are advanced methods. Do not worry. Do not be concerned, as this is being taken care of, and this is a great triumph for humanity. Namaste.
Yes, and we will add here that even loss of limbs and eyesight and all of these things can be
restored
in a matter of moments here. So, no
wow,
concern.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for that information.
Yes. Then we need to release channel here. Before we do, Shoshana, do you have anything you wish to share here?
We wish to share. We wish to say to all to be of good cheer. You see, what is occurring is a mass awakening. Yes, it looks like hypnosis. It looks like people have gone berserk. But for many. But what we will tell you is that do not focus on the time that it is taking, because time is completely irrelevant. Focus on the energy, the incredible miracles that are occurring, and what is being given to humanity at this point to raise consciousness and to achieve what you all have been desiring, and that is ascension. Namaste.
And we would just simply add here to continue to be who you are. Do not become anything different than who you are and who you have become and are continuing to become. Just be yourself.
Stay on your path.
Stay on your path. Be the rebel, as the James said here. Be the system buster, which you all are. And wherever you have the opportunity, if it is within your legal means here, bust the system wide open, okay? Shanti, peace be
Namaste.
With you. Be the one.